The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
So, how cold is too cold for a swim? I'm joined by John Leach, Executive Officer at Water Safety Ireland, to discuss open water swimming in the winter and some of the sea creatures you should ideally avoid. But first, reporter Elaine Smith spoke to sea swimmers in Yall Beach and Town. Let's have a listen.
I do. I love to go sea swimming all year round.
Even in the wintertime, you'd go for a swim?
Obviously not as many times as the summer, but I would still go in the winter. The way I look at it, you're cold outside, you're cold in the water. It's not going to make much of a difference. When I put my head in, it's like getting brain freeze. It's that cold, but it's still worth it. Yeah. Definitely a woman of the water. I just love it.
Do you test the water before you go in? Do you pop in a toe or do you just go straight in?
Walk straight in, and the first chance that I can get down, I go straight down. There's just something about the seawater, it kind of vitalises your whole body.
Once a week in Garrettstown.
Will you be swimming into the winter?
No, I won't. September's my cut-off point because I'm afraid of getting a heart attack.
Is the water that cold?
Yeah, it's just freezing.
I would do, I suppose, in the summer every now and again. I enjoy it. It's nice to kind of get in and kind of wake yourself up if you go early in the morning. I'm not brave enough yet, I don't think, for the winter. We do it on Christmas morning because it's kind of a nice buzz and it kind of gets you going Christmas morning. Other than that, I'm definitely not brave enough.
What's the Christmas Day swim like?
It's good. There's a good buzz down there. There's a lot of people there.
And what's the water like on that day?
Very, very cold. It's memorable. It's that cold. Christmas morning, it's helpful. Leather, just get in, get wet, get out, get home for like food, cakes, presents, that's about it.
During the summer mostly, when the weather's kind of picks up.
And at what point at the end of the summer do you decide, okay, this is enough for me now?
Usually try and get away to Spain or somewhere like that in October, so I wouldn't swim in Ireland after that. So unless it was a Christmas swim for charity or something like that. I remember one year we had to take the snow off the car to go swimming. That was extreme. That was a serious headache getting out of the water that day.
Are you someone who goes straight in or do you test the waters before you go in?
No, I'm straight in. That run out across the beach into shallow water is killer. No, I prefer just plunge in, have a quick swim and then get out.
Yeah, I go swimming quite a lot in the summer. Not in the winter, definitely not.
And when is your cut-off point?
When it gets really cold, yeah.
So are you still swimming at the moment?
I haven't had a swim now in 2 weeks. Now, there's a lot of stones and a few jellyfish floating around, which made me a bit nervous, but it was brilliant.
Would the jellyfish put you off or would you still go in?
Some of them are very harmless. There's a lot of floaty ones. I think the purple ones are the worst ones. But like when you're in the sea, you're trying to distinguish between which is a purple. But I know there's a load of people brave it in y'all all year round. If it gets any colder, I won't be brave enough.
From time to time during the summer, and the only time I go into the sea in the winter is when I'm going fishing.
By God, having to scrape the snow off your car so you can differentiate between the levels of threat of different jellyfish, that's guts. John Leach, Executive Officer of Water Safety Ireland, is with us. John, can I go back to a thing that a gentleman said at the start of that Vox Pop, where he said his concern was that he might have a heart attack given the cold. Is it riskier sea swimming in winter than in summer?
Oh, very much so, yeah. He's absolutely, he's got his head screwed on anyway. He's using good judgment. I mean, people who are getting older are obviously more, and as far as also women who are pregnant are more, if you like, susceptible to a heart attack in cold water. So the cold shock is, it's dangerous. It's, you know, that time when you get that initial deep gasp and you go, you know, like that's the uncontrollable, you know, rapid breathing, the dizziness, that, you know, those pins and needles that people get. And that tends to create panic for a lot of people who are not used to it. But people are swimming every day. It's not normally a problem. But it is wise, I think, if you're older and if you are pregnant, not to swim into the winter. It's sort of, I'd say, October, after bank holiday weekend, the water's got too cold. Because it's cooling down from then on. It's at its warmest about the moment now. It's about 17, 18 degrees around the coastline, and on the fresh water, it's about a degree or so warmer at the moment. But so, then the fresh water, of course, gets cooler as the winter, as we go into the winter. And whilst the salt water, it might only go down to, say, 8, 9 degrees, whilst the fresh water can go down to 2 degrees in a cold winter. So that would be the difference in terms of...
If you're jumping into Loch Ree or Loch Derg or the Blessington Lakes, you're looking at 2 degrees in the middle of winter?
It can be, yes. Oh. Yes, it can indeed, yeah. A cold winter, very, very... Fresh water gets much colder in the winter. So they're actually braver swimmers, the ones who swim in the rivers and lakes, than the ones who swim at sea, because the sea temperature doesn't tend to go down because of the salt content in the water.
If somebody has decided they are committed to it, that they're going to do, like we heard there, they're going to scrape the snow off the car, What preparations should they undertake before they get in?
I think the important thing is preparation. It's actually having all the correct gear and equipment and clothing. So essentially, for instance, a simple thing like having a mat to stand on when you're changing is important, or having your flip-flops, maybe wearing booties. You mentioned the jellyfish there earlier on, so you're better off wearing a wetsuit. Some people will use Vaseline on their face and on their hands to prevent getting stung by the lion's mane particularly. And to avoid getting stung by, I'll also you to wear a swim cap, of course, so you can be seen. And we recommend that people use the toe floats. They're very inexpensive. And if you do get into trouble, or you feel ill or dizzy or sick or anything, or cramped, then you can just hold on to your toe float and other people can just tow you back ashore. That's the great advantage of the tow floats. And also other boat users, people who are sailing or kayaking or whatever, they will see your tow float, because of the movement of the tow float is very, very obvious. It's much easier for other mariners to find.
For those unfamiliar, a tow float is effectively a big orange floating bag that you tie around your waist and that follows you as you swim, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And they're not expensive. And it means you're very conspicuous in the water, which is really important, so that if you get into trouble, then you can also just use it as a buoyancy aid to hold on until maybe your cramp passes, or maybe it doesn't and you need to be towed in by your friends, and it makes it much, much easier to take you back ashore.
What about then, John, as you were saying, the jellyfish? Do they have the good grace to go away when it gets cold?
I'm afraid not. No. And firstly, the lion's mane jellyfish, which is the one which causes them quite serious stinging. It's very, very painful, the sting from the lion's mane jellyfish. And that's why people tend to use Vaseline on their faces. They'll wear gloves, they'll wear booties. Your lips and your eyes are more vulnerable than any other part of your body when you're swimming. So really important to put Vaseline, or you can get sun creams also during the summer. There's sun creams you can get which protect you from jellyfish stings as well. But a lot of people just use Vaseline if the lion's mane is around. Because essentially what happens is at low water, around low water, springs. When you get at low water, you won't have many of them there. In fact, the bigger risk at that stage is the weaverfish on beaches, which is something that people need to be careful of as well. And that's why you should wear flip-flops when you're going out.
What's a weaverfish?
A little weaverfish is a small little fish who lives in the sand, and he's got these horrible little dorsal fins, little spikes, and you stand on them. And they break off very often in your feet, and the pain is excruciating, very similar to the lion's mane jellyfish sting, but probably more painful. You really do have to immerse your feet in very, very hot water, as hot as you can bear, to try and get rid of the venom to stop it stinging. They're very, very painful. So we say don't swim at low water is our advice from beaches. Just don't do it. And particularly when you've got spring tides. Now, back to the jellyfish. With the jellyfish, you tend to get the greatest number of jellyfish at spring tides. That's when you get a full moon or a new moon. So always be checking your tides. And for instance, maybe the day, if there's a full, if you've got a high water on the day that you're going to swim on a spring tide, then you're likely, particularly on the East Coast. The East Coast have got the greatest number of lion's mane jellyfish. It's a bit cooler. They like cool water, and that's why they're there all year round.
I tell you what, John.
You don't get the same numbers on the South Coast or the West Coast.
Little did I realise the bravery that went into all of this, but it is a good lesson in terms of the booties and the wetsuits and the covering face and visible skin in Vaseline. Thank you very much for coming on. That's John Leach, who is from Water Safety Ireland. Reminder, all of our items are uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.